It's a very enjoyable, even though it's a very fast moving machine with very sharp tools, it's a very relaxing hobby because you are actually are turning, doing something to create something else.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Carolina Cast from the UNC Hussman School of Journalism and Media. I'm Maddie Policastro.
And I'm Gracie Durham. Today we're going to talk about a local club called the Chapel Hill Woodturners. This club operates out of Chapel Hill in a workshop on Old Greensboro Road, where I joined them for a Learn to Turn session. Some of these members have been turning for decades, while others are just discovering their love for the craft.
So Gracie, I've never tried wood turning myself, but I know it involves some pretty specialized tools. So what does this workshop teach you and what does it look like?
Yeah, so the workshop was really interesting. They told me that there are over 350 wood turning clubs throughout the country, and they are approximately two of them that have their own lathes. So the lathes are basically just like this big piece of machinery that spins the wood super quickly, and then you use a cutting tool to shape the wood while it spins on the lathe. So there are about 20 of those lathes, and it was super cool to just see everyone working at their own station, making something different. And just honestly, like the lathes were just showering wood chips all over the room. So it was just a really chaotic, fun environment.
Oh, that sounds really fun. So like what, I know that you don't have any experience with wood turning too. What was this like, you know, participating in the Learn to Turn session? And what did you learn specifically? You know, were there any difficulties with the tools and that sort of thing?
Yeah, so I was honestly really scared to do it for the first time. I thought it was going to be super difficult, but it wasn't as bad as I was anticipating. When I first got there, like they greeted me right away. One of the members named Alan Woody was kind of my teacher at the beginning. He started by telling me all of the safety instructions first and then guiding me through how it works and how to use the lathe. So I started by just smoothing the wood into like a round shape, and then he let me make a candlestick, which was really cool. So I got to make that candlestick, and multiple people would walk around and kind of give me tips and tricks and things like that, which was really nice. Everyone was just trying to help me, you know? And then in the end, I got to walk out with a completely finished candlestick. So it was really cool and a satisfying process.
Wait, that's so fun. Oh, I'm jealous. I want a candlestick that I've made myself. You know, like you said, so once these people make these pieces, what happens to them? You know, what happened to your candlestick?
Yeah, so my candlestick, probably not quite as good as some of the things they're making, but I do have it displayed in my room. But these members, they're making a lot of things way cooler than a beginner candlestick. They were making Harry Potter wands that somebody was going to give to his grandchildren. Some people were making little flower vases to give to like their wife or their loved ones. But also aside from just giving them to friends and family, they sell them at the Carrboro Farmers Market, which is actually where I first got connected with the group. And they also sell them at a woman's craft shop. So there's really lots of things that they can do once they finish the pieces.
That's awesome. It seems like it really like goes outside of just the realm of the group and stuff. You can find these anywhere. So I know you mentioned that it's a pretty big group that has a lot of history. What kinds of backgrounds do these members come from, and how long have they been turning?
So it was really all across the board. I love talking to everyone because they all had different backgrounds and experiences. One of the members I talked to actually used to be a veterinarian and said he started wood turning because the precision of it was similar to like surgery. There was also former psychologists, lawyers, welders, all kinds of different occupations. So it was really fun to get to talk to everyone. And then actually, whenever I talked to the president of the club, he told me that Eric Montross, which is a former UNC basketball player and NBA player, actually used to carve with them all the time. So that I thought was super interesting, just to show that literally anyone can do this. Like, it truly is like basketball players, but it's also welders and all kinds of different people that are going in and making these crafts.
Wow, that's really cool. That's awesome. So with all the experts in the club as well, why is teaching beginners such a big part of the club's mission?
Yeah, so I think all of these members are just super passionate about what they're doing and they want to spread it to other people. They all seemed very passionate about the fact that it's more than just a hobby. It's really a sense of community. And one of the members, Terry Lefebvre, talked to me a lot about how he feels like right now society is just consumed by our phones and social media and AI and all of that stuff. And it's just so good to teach people how to do something tangible with your hands and to build something. So it's just a super gratifying process. And I mean, there are people that have been turning for decades and also people that have only been there for 2 or 3 years or even less than that. So it's really just about spreading the community, I think.
Yeah, and there's clearly a strong sense of community with these workshops, but I know the club also donates a lot of pieces. What does the community impact outside of the club really look like?
So the community impact is pretty big, and I think that's a big part of the club. So a couple of the things that they do, one of them is that they create wig stands for women who are going through chemo and have lost their hair, and it's just something that they can have to make it a little bit prettier and bring them a little bit of joy. Another thing that they do is they create these little boxes for a nonprofit organization called Beads of Courage. So with these Beads of Courage, they're little beads that children can put in the boxes when they're in the hospital just to collect them and kind of make them feel a sense of comfort. Another thing that they do that's similar to that is they create small wooden angels to give to people who are in the hospital or sick. And then one that I think is really cool is that recently they've gone to the Cedar Ridge High School in Hillsboro, and they set up lathes for them for free and taught these students how to do wood turning. And now the students are doing wood turning on their own during the day or after school, and they've even won some awards for work they've done. So it's just super cool to see the community impact that giving back has given to them.
Wow, I love that so much. And I love that they're just like going out in the community with something that they're passionate about. I think that's just great, extending that out to like the broader community. So I know that they've seen a lot of growth and they're filling up all the lathes almost every week. How are they adjusting to that?
So right now, like I said, they're still capped at about 20 lathes. So if you account for, they've got about 60 members. So even if only, you know, a few of them show up, they're still taking up a good bit. And then they also want to invite new people. So their goal right now is really to raise money so that they can open a school and have their own space that's not rented and have more lathes. So right now, the Learn to Turn sessions are about $25, and they're taking that money and trying to save it up so that they can open their own wood turning school, which I think is really interesting. And that's really Frank Pinta, the president of the club. That's his mission. He's been wood turning for 25 years, so he's super passionate about teaching it to other people.
Yeah, that's so great. I'm definitely going to have to check out some of their classes. Well, thank you so much for joining us. From the UNC Hussman School, I'm Maddie Policastro.
And I'm Gracie Durham.